polar explorers have discovered a monumental, lost ice cave with three floors, a giant hall, 200 meters of walkways, several lakes, and a river hidden in Antarctica. The mysterious cave was found on Galindis Island, where explorers from the Ukraine Antarctic Expedition are based. There was a known entrance to the cave opposite the island's shore station. However, several years ago, the opening was blocked when a glacier shifted into the ocean. The team searched tirelessly to find another entrance into the cave. After several unsuccessful attempts, they found an opening at an old British base, only to discover that the cave is actually three times larger than the team previously thought. On the bottom floor of the magnificent cavern, the team found a frozen lake and a giant hall that is almost as high as a four-story building. That's 12 meters, 8 meters wide, and a whopping 30 meters long. Over the cave's three floors and about 200 meters of walkway, the team also discovered an ice river and a bird's feather in an ice block some 20 meters below the surface. Researchers know the feather does not belong to a penguin, but the sample has been shipped back to Ukraine for further examination to determine exactly what it belongs to and, more importantly, how long it had been there. The team consists of 26 Ukrainian biologists, geologists, and engineers that have spent more than 2 months conducting scientific research in Antarctica in the longest and largest Ukrainian scientific expedition to the polar region since 2001, according to the National Antarctic Scientific Center. Galindis Island, where the cavern discovery was made, is an island roughly 1 kilometer long, discovered by the French Antarctic Expedition in 1903. It was named after Commander Galindez of the Argentine Navy, who was dispatched to search for the French team when the expedition was feared lost in 1905. The Vernadsky Research Base is a Ukrainian Antarctic station located at Marina Point on Galindis Island. There are 7 sovereign states who have territorial claims in Antarctica: Argentina, Australia, Chile, France, New Zealand, Norway, and the United Kingdom. These countries have tended to place their Antarctic scientific observation and study facilities within their respective claimed territories. However, a number of such facilities are located outside of the area claimed by their respective countries of operation. Countries without claims, such as Russia and the United States, have constructed research facilities within the areas claimed by other countries. Galindis Island was recharted by the British Graham Land Expedition from 1934 to 1937. That said, the base established there disappeared in mysterious circumstances, which some have claimed was possibly due to a tsunami in 1946. Of course, there are other theories, one of which states that the British-built structure was eliminated not by a natural disaster, but by a rogue battalion belonging to an elite German military force in 1946 that did not surrender to the Allies at the official close of World War II, but instead colonized another part of Antarctica known as Queen Maud Land, renamed by Nationalist Germany as New Swabia, or Neuschwabenland, which was also victorious against a full-blown Allied attack known as Operation High Jump, still largely classified today. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. Please take a look at my published work on Amazon. Kindly share this video if you found it informative. Please don't forget to subscribe, and I thank you for listening. And hope to see you again soon. Have a great weekend.